having to rebuild and fight through these injuries that we've had throughout the team this year. You know, and so, yeah, that builds character, and, you know we can lean on each other.
And then just the two touchdowns, did you get a sense that you were going to be able to find your spots as the game progressed?
Man, it's hard to say that with me because there's games that I go into feeling like I'm going to break loose, you know, and might not get any balls. And so it's just about making it play when you got the opportunity, you know, and I was able to do that today.
Did you see them? I mean, did you see things?
Yeah, I knew the last one. I knew the last one down the middle that I was going to get it. If I got past the second linebacker, I knew Matt was going to put that ball on me, so I saw that one coming.
What was your perspective when you saw that? When you saw the lineup for the
field goal? Man, we were all just holding our breath on the sideline, you know, just holding our breath. We were getting ready to go back out there in 2 minutes, and we knew we could move the ball, so figured we had about a minute, 5 seconds left to get down the field if they scored, and, man, just overjoyed when they mustered.
What was your reaction going through the field as it unfolded?
J.C.!
And then, I mean,
J.C.! Yeah,
man,
I know a lot of things, but I know one thing. Seahawks won
tonight. Yup. But, man, we were all just happy when it you know, things have been kind of going wrong for us up and down this year, and so it was good to catch a break at the end of the game.
That second touchdown, what was the play call? What was your responsibility on that play?
It was to get down the middle, and if I could run past the linebacker, then keep on running.
Were you the number one option on that play?
Second, but, you know, it depends on what they do, you know, as a defense. I knew if I got past them, Matt was going to put the ball up.
So was the second linebacker kind of cheating up?